This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we've been asking you, are Malaysians getting too relaxed during this RMCO phase? Get in touch with us on Twitter. It's at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll wrap up all the comments and Twitter polls in just a moment. For now, though, I thought I had a good weekend until I came across this story and I was like,
Someone definitely had an awesome weekend. Yeah. We're talking about Tesla CEO Elon Musk. He has just zoomed past Warren Buffett on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index to become the world's seventh wealthiest person. Now, just brace yourself for some mind-numbing numbers.
Okay.
Elon Musk's fortune rose more than $6 billion on Friday in a single day.
Okay.
$6 billion US dollars, according to Bloomberg, after Tesla's stock surged more than 10%. I think the share price is at $1,544 per share right now. So its market value stood at $286.5 billion. Musk, of course, owns about a fifth of Tesla's stock, so that's 20.8% precisely, making his stake worth just under $60 billion. Musk is also the primary shareholder of SpaceX, which is privately held, as well as that privately held other company, the tunneling company,
the boring company.
And also part of Musk's move to leapfrog Warren Buffett came because Warren Buffett donated nearly $3 billion worth of Berkshire Hathaway shares to charity last week. It's part of his plan to give away most of his wealth to philanthropic ventures. He's 89 years old.
Yes.
And he's given away more than $37 billion worth of Berkshire shares since the year 2006.
That, to me, is the richest man.
But mainly... Musk's move is due to Tesla stocks. Tesla's stock is up more than 500% over this past 12 months, exceeding the value of almost every company in the S&P 500. The electric car maker is also the most valuable auto company on the planet. Its booming valuation has helped Musk land a $595 million payday earlier this year, making him the highest paid CEO in the US. At the end of May, Tesla also granted Musk stock options worth $1.8 billion. And it's about they're about to do that again, apparently for a second time in just over 2 months. And Musk's pay package also lays out a plan that could eventually give him 20.3 million stock options over the course of 10 years. So that's the big payday plan. This pay package may eventually see Musk become the world's richest person. And of course, that spot is currently held by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. So yeah, I mean, a lot of wealthy businessmen have been overtaking Warren Buffett recently. I think Steve Ballmer, the former Microsoft
Larry CEO. Page and Sergey Brin,
yes, you know, Mukesh Ambani also surpassed Warren Buffett this week. So they're all slowly creeping up there. But I think I'm with Frida when I say if this man can give away $37 billion worth of shares, you know, just trying to make the world a better place.
Yeah. Right?
He is the richest
How
person.
Much do you need?
How much do you need? $6 billion in one day.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, like that for me, I still can't wrap my head around it. But
I cannot just put my head into that kind of numbers. It's mind-boggling.
Some of us will never be able to even make that in our entire lifetime. But, you know, one Friday.
I don't think I can even write on a piece of paper, like, $6 billion. Like, it's just beyond my capabilities.
Oh, well, you know, some people, I guess...
Anyways,
we
didn't want to end it on a downer.
No, that you was know. A cheerful
yeah,
story.
I
wasn't
mean,
it?
It's Warren Buffett, you know, giving away, you know, his money to charity. Elon Musk made $6 billion, and probably one day we'll live in Mars because of him making so much of money. So, you know, positive upspin.
Yeah.
Despite the gloomy Monday. You know, let's wrap up our Twitter poll numbers. We've been asking you throughout the show, are Malaysians getting too relaxed during this RMCO phase?
Yes, so 75% of our respondents still say yes, it is relaxed MCO, with 25% saying no, they still follow SOPs. Looking at some of the comments that have come in quite late in the conversation, we've got one here from Ramli who says, we do relax so well. We have so many colloquial nicknames for it. Lepa, Yamcha, etc. Pity we can't also respect our refound freedoms by abiding by a few simple rules. Hope the MCO won't make a comeback. MCO spelled E-M-S-E-Y-O-H-H. Yeah, MCO. Yes. We've also got another response. We've got another comment from Richard Bradbury.
Yeah, so Richard is saying, this is what it feels like right now. MCO, stocked up on enough of non-perishable goods to last for months so that I can remain in isolation. RMCO, ooh, I think I'll just pop out for a sneakers and see what's happening.
So true. Apparently, you know where Richard lives in Bangsa, right?
Yes.
It's getting a bit packed, and you hardly see anyone with a face mask. That's what I hear. A little birdie told me that.
Out on WhatsApp, Kok Yen said, have little confidence in Malaysians being compliant. Just look at how many people shoot across red lights, not just bikes, but even cars. CJ Paul, this would be interesting information for you, Jeff. He said, I went to Penang last weekend. Unfortunately, people there are much more relaxed compared to KL. You can easily see people in the street or mall not wearing masks. Felt more safe in KL.
You see, this is why I decided that my sort of like farewell getaway is going to be in Penang.
It's a little
to relax in the recovery MCO phase. RMCO stands for recovery. Please follow the SOPs. Following that, though, Frida, you spoke about.
We talk about three ways to build a sustainable business post COVID.
And finally, that story about how Elon Musk had a wonderful weekend. He is now the world's seventh wealthiest person.
And coming up later at the 1 o'clock replay, we have Rafiza Ghazali, the CEO of Cradle Fund. Now, Cradle Fund has had to undergo huge changes following the tragic passing of its CEO, Nazrin Hassan, and the impact COVID-19 has had on the startup community. So with the announcement of two newly launched investment programs and also a new leadership at the helm, the Breakfast Grill team speaks to the CEO, Rafiza Ghazali, about her vision on the, you know, government agency moving forward. So that's coming up later at 1 o'clock. If you missed any parts of today's conversation, you can download the podcast or you can get the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu. On behalf of Frida Liu and Audrey Raj, you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.